Today, we're talking to Shelly Meyer, owner and founder of Elan Integrative Mind Body Solutions. It's a holistic health practice located right here in Jasper. And Shelly is a holistic counselor and somatic therapist. And we're going to find out what all of that means. And it's through a body-oriented approach that she helps her clients heal emotional wounds and release stress, anxiety, and trauma. So, Shelly, can you take us through what's different about your style of counseling?
Yes. Thank you, Amanda. So what's different about my style of counseling is that my expertise and background come from understanding that emotional traumas of all kinds can cause instability in the autonomic nervous system. And our body's natural response to threat is vital for dangerous situations. So short term, that's positive, but the nervous system can subsequently become stuck in a state of tension, arousal, or really shutdown. So if you've experienced trauma, and most of us have really in some form, you may feel both the emotional and physical effects of that response. And from a body standpoint, this can manifest in body aches, tension, headaches, chronic gut issues, and your body really feels the physical effects of that response. And it also can really affect autoimmune suppression and a myriad of other physical ailments and symptoms. So in my counseling practice, we ensure that we incorporate the mind, body, spirit, and really environmental factors in the therapeutic and healing work.
So I'm curious, why the nervous system? I've not heard of blending this into counseling before.
Yeah, so your nervous system governs everything, your cells, your blood vessels, your immune system, your endocrine system, your muscular system, your brain and your brain signaling pathways, everything. So the only problem is that most of us are trying to heal ourselves and fix our problems without first taking care of our nervous system, which means that all the work we're doing won't be able to give us true and lasting change and relief.
So interesting to hear you explain all this. And we mentioned earlier that you're a somatic therapist, and I haven't actually heard of that. Can you explain to our listeners what somatic therapy is?
Sure. So somatic means of the body. And a somatic therapist, what they do is they help the client heal through using what's called a body-centric approach. And unlike standard mental health therapy that focuses primarily on the mind, somatic therapy, what it does, it incorporates the body to support an entire healing process. And my sessions really don't ever look the same. For instance, with some clients, I might use a very simple slow flow yoga. For others, I might use a blend of meditation, breath work, visualization, or others, I might go to a physiological acupressure. It's called EFT tapping. I just really meet clients where they are, and some don't really connect as easily, but the main goal is that we find the underlying physical sensation that loops the stress, the anxiety, and overwhelm. The language of the body is sensation, and there is so much wisdom to garner from its cues.
And you mentioned that you help release the stored trauma. And trauma sounds like a very scary word that we reserve for kind of the worst of situations. And we hear it, we instantly think that you have to have like survived a war or some like crazy life-altering event. Can you kind of go into the stored trauma?
Yeah, absolutely. While things like war and, you know, major catastrophes are some of the most intense, complex traumas, traumas can be other disturbing experiences that impact your sense of control and shift your perception of the world and yourself and other people. And really, that's where my work comes in. Little T's, as we call them in the trauma-informed community, include events like infidelity, financial challenges, divorce, intense conflict with others, like strained family dynamics, teen bullying is one I see a lot of, grief and loss. These are just a few examples, but they're events that occur in our lives that make us question what we've known and thought before, that just shake us. They shake us really to our core. And the big thing to note is that trauma isn't the event. Trauma is how the event is stored in our body. Trauma can be anything that happens too much, too soon, too fast, and too long that's coupled with not enough of what really should have happened.
We're going to keep digging deeper into this conversation. Keep it right here for more of my conversation with Shelly Meyer from Elan Mind Body Solutions. Right now, let's get back to the music. You're listening to 101 Country WBDC.